The Nanny State. The well-known proverb, early to bed and early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, is attributed to Benjamin Franklin. Its common sense advice indicates the beneficent effects for those who abide by its simple recommendations. Naturally, the inverse results are implied too. Anyone who can't be bothered to go to sleep or wake up at a reasonable hour will be unhealthy, unwealthy, and unwise. Imagine what would happen if this adage were not just a popular saying, but part of the law of the land. Say, for instance, a government passed an ordinance or issued an etiquette dictating that everyone had to be in bed by 10 p.m. and get up by 6 a.m. Lawmakers might reason that such a statute would be in the public's best interest, since it would promote good habits and lead to a positive outcome. As far-fetched as it seems, this imaginary law is not terribly different from actual regulations in effect around the world. In Japan, for example, companies and local governments face financial penalties if their employees and residents fail to meet government-specified weight loss targets. In the UK, the government has banned some advertisements for eggs in order to get people to cut back in their consumption. And in the U.S., some cities have gone so far as to prohibit new fast food restaurants and ban smoking in private homes. Critics of these actions protest that governments are plotting to destroy our fundamental right to manage our own lives, in effect giving rise to the so-called nanny state. A nanny state is one in which the government or laws are authoritarian, overprotective, or interfering to the point of usurping personal choice. The term has come to negatively refer to a country that adopts the role of an overbearing or indulgent parent, overseeing its citizens as if they were helpless children, unable to fend for themselves. On the surface, the nanny state appears to be dedicated to preserving both the common good and the well-being of individuals. However, whether a nanny state's intention is to control or to help its citizens, the outcome manifests itself in the same way. Too much regulation or too much care demeans personal liberty, and it's ultimately tyrannical. This directly contrasts with the ideals of libertarianism, which advocates that governmental action be limited to protecting citizens from aggression, theft, breach of contract, and fraud. Anything more is considered an affront to human dignity and an incursion into the right of each person to live by his or her own values and judgment. If a nation treats its citizens like children, they will behave like children. This puts the country on a perilous path, potentially paving the way for a population of parasites, with the implanted expectation that the government will take care of them from the womb through their last dying gasp. Many people categorically reject the nanny state. They strongly believe we should be able to make our own decisions about how to live our lives without the government's butting in. In their opinion, we have the absolute right to eat what we want, drink what we want, and engage in miscellaneous, unhealthy activities if we choose to do so. This is true even if it means our health is endangered and we die prematurely as a result of our behavior. Furthermore, they say they don't expect the government to bear the brunt of health costs if and when we do get sick. These people have a laissez-faire attitude to governmental intervention. They expect little in the form of services or assistance, and in return demand lower taxes and fewer regulations. Others say that such a hand-off government will put many citizens in precarious positions. They insist that governments must guarantee basic human needs, such as adequate shelter and nutrition, education, and freedom from fear and disease. They further argue that many underprivileged individuals do not have complete control over their lifestyle behavior choices or access to opportunities to better themselves. It is therefore necessary for governments to empower these citizens by providing education to help accustom them to making rational choices and optimizing their opportunities. This will help to create a society of more robust and autonomous citizens. 1. What is a nanny state? 2. What do people with a laissez-faire attitude to governmental intervention demand in exchange for little in the form of public services or assistance?